This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As much as everybody likes to complain about the federal government not getting things done, the fact of the matter is that laws are still getting passed and the bureaucracy is still grinding along. Case in point, back at the beginning of the year, President Biden signed into law the Martha Wright Reed Just and Reasonable Communications Act. It's named after a woman who worked for decades with others to lower the cost of prison phone calls. In Wright Reed's case, calls to her grandson. Now it's up to the Federal Communications Commission to decide exactly what just and reasonable means for the nearly 2 million families in this country with loved ones who are incarcerated. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on this one.
Pauletra James of Woodbridge, Virginia, spends almost a tenth of her income every month so she can get voicemails like this one.
Hello, this is a prepaid call from
JJ,
an inmate in the Virginia Department of Corrections.
My son is incarcerated, and so it's very important for me as a mother to let him know that I'm here for him and that I support him. So communication is everything.
She regularly puts money into an online account so he can call her 3 or 4 times a week and send emails. James does the same for her husband, who's also incarcerated. She talks to him daily. Those costs add up to about $500 a month.
1 in 3 families with a loved one who's incarcerated goes into debt over the simple cost of a call and visits.
Bianca Tylek is executive director at advocacy group Worth Rises.
And 87% of those that are carrying this burden are women. And disproportionately, it's women of color.
Like Pauletra James of Woodbridge, Virginia, whose calls are so expensive partly because her loved ones are calling her from within Virginia. According to the Prison Policy Initiative, a 15-minute call like that can easily cost more than $4.
This is how I add money for me to be able to talk on the phone.
After years of pressure from advocates, back in 2014, Congress gave the Federal Communications Commission authority to cap the cost of prison calls. That brought the cost of calls down, but only for interstate calls. The industry successfully argued that the FCC could not cap rates on the roughly 80% of calls made within states. Now, says FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel,
what we're going to be able to do as a result of this new law is address intrastate rates with legal authority for the first time.
The new law also gives the FCC authority to regulate video calls. But to set the new rates, Rosenworcel says the FCC will have to balance competing interests, paying companies fairly while making it more affordable for families to stay in touch.
It plays a really big role in recidivism. As far as I'm concerned, justice requires that people who are incarcerated and their families can make sure that they stay in contact.
Which is why advocates are asking the FCC to cut the cost of these calls. Cheryl Lianza is a policy advisor for the United Church of Christ Media Justice Ministry.
We need to keep working to persuade the FCC to make these rates as low as possible and to persuade localities and states around the country to bring these costs down to as low as a free of charge.
Indeed, California, Connecticut, and some cities have made calls free for incarcerated people. But the industry that provides these services is also weighing in on the new rules.
Part of the challenge is that people don't understand the costs that go into providing this service.
Margita Thompson is Chief Communications and Community Engagement Officer for Aventiv, one of the two companies that control the majority of prison communications. Thompson says Aventiv wants the final rules to reflect the hundreds of millions of dollars the company has spent setting up and delivering phone and video calls in high-security environments.
How is it that we can balance these needs of the incarcerated individual while investing in the infrastructure that's needed to bridge the digital divide?
And who absorbs those costs is part of what the FCC has to decide. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.